Hi, welcome. You tuned in just in time to catch the good stuff with Kim and Mike Burge. Mike, how are we going to kick it off today?
I'm going to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News.
That sounds like a winner.
Is your morning cup of coffee getting a little lonely? Well, sounds like it's time to pair it up with Tri-State Livestock News. Packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com.
And cattlemen, save the date, Monday, December 4th, for the TK Angus 40th Production Bull and Female Sale. This is hosted at the ranch east of Valentine, Nebraska, selling 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered spring-bred females, plus the dispersal of our 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with the commercial cattlemen in mind. Monday, December 4th at the ranch east of Valentine, or you can bid and view on Superior Livestock or DV Auction. TK Angus.
All right, well, what do we got today about Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, it's very close, so I think we need to focus a lot on it. So I thought we'd do the 12 days of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Okay, on the first day, we give thanks for the fresh turkey feast and its hot trimmings.
On the second day of Thanksgiving, we bless the cold turkey sandwiches, sloshy cranberry sauce, and the hard rolls.
On the third day, we praise the turkey pie and vintage mixed vegetables.
Vintage vegetables, I like that. On the fourth day, we thank the pilgrims for not serving bison that first time, or we'd be celebrating Thanksgiving until April.
On the fifth day, we gobbled up cubed bird casserole and pray for a glimpse of naked turkey carcass.
On the sixth day, we show gratitude, sort of, to the creative cook who slings cashews at the turkey and calls it Oriental.
I like that. On the seventh day, we forgive our forefathers and pass the turkey nugget pizza.
On the eighth day of Thanksgiving, the word vegetarian keeps popping into our heads.
On the ninth day, we check our hair to make sure we're not beginning to sprout feathers.
And then we're on the 10th day of Thanksgiving. We hope that the wing meat kebabs catch fire under the broiler.
And the 11th day of Thanksgiving, we smile over the creamed gizzard because the thigh bones are in sight.
On the 12th day, we apologize for running out of turkey leftovers, and everybody says,
Amen. Amen.
My cousin Pete attended Black Hills Normal back in the early years of what now is known Black Hills State University. An eccentric philosophy professor gave a one-question final exam after an entire semester dealing with a broad array of topics. The class was already seated and ready to go when the professor picked up his chair, plopped it on his desk, and wrote on the board, "Using everything we have learned this semester, prove that this chair does not exist." Fingers flew, erasers erased, notebooks were filled with furious fashion. Some students wrote over 30 pages in 1 hour attempting to refute the existence of the chair. Pete Larson, however, was up and finished in less than a minute. Weeks later, when the grades were posted, the rest of the group wondered how Pete could have gotten an A when he had barely written anything at all. They found Pete's answer consisted of just two words. What chair?
Very clever. Very clever.
If you don't acknowledge it, it doesn't exist, right?
There you go. Okay, Mike, I've got a new one for you.
What's that?
I've got a card trick.
On the radio?
Yep. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, pick a card, any card.
Okay, I have one.
All right, go ahead and flip it over and read it.
Oh, this side says, may all your wrinkles be laugh lines. And this side says, it's the four of diamonds. Some days the best part of my job is that the chair spins. Where did that come from?
These actually are called Trash Talk. They're by Annie, and Ty Gracie sent them in to us to use on the good stuff.
That's kind of cute.
They're a great deck of cards. For example, nothing says I mean business like using a shopping cart at the liquor store. You're the reason I get up in the morning. Just kidding. I have to go to the bathroom. We better wrap it up. The last one, five of diamonds. You are the parent. This is your circus, and those are your monkeys.
You have to manage the monkeys there. If you have something you think other people would enjoy hearing on the good stuff, we invite you to send that to us. It's kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E, by the way. Tune in again for another edition of the good stuff.